If someone were to ask you the question, "Do you have eternal life?" how would you respond? Some people might say, "Well, I don't know." By that they mean that they have never really given too much thought to eternal things. The Bible warns such a person in 2 Corinthians 6:2 by saying, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Others might respond to that same question, "Do you have eternal life?" by saying, "I think so." They're trusting in things like baptism or membership in a church, but there's a nagging doubt in the back of their minds that questions the validity of the things in which they're trusting to get them to heaven. After all, if baptism or church membership could get someone to heaven, then why did Jesus Christ have to suffer and die on a Roman cross? Still others would respond by saying, "I hope so." They're hoping that as they stand before God, their good deeds might outweigh their bad deeds, and on the basis of that, God will usher them into heaven. The basic problem with this argument is that it ignores the total depravity of man. No one can keep the Ten Commandments. James 2:10 says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all." But there are many people who can respond to the question, "Do you have eternal life?" by saying with absolute conviction, "I know so." This is not a prideful boast of their own self-achievement. Rather, it is a trust which is based upon the achievement of another, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us how you too can have that certainty. The words of Jesus in John's Gospel chapter 5 and verse 24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.